All right, Michael Franti and Spearhead getting us going this morning. The song from the Soul Rocker album, It's Summertime Is In Our Hand. And the summer solstice is coming up, just a couple of days away. Sunday is the first day of summer. Summer officially begins Sunday night at 10:30. And so we are feeding the resistance in honor of the coming of summer today.
I love it.
I've got the food. D's got the beer. Let's feed the resistance. You ready to go here?
I'm ready to rock, dude.
So what I made today is just the perfect summertime chilled soup. It's a fruit soup. It's made with mangoes. What I love most about it is the name of the soup. It's called A Bowl of Mango Sunshine.
Oh, and it really is sunshiny.
It's something that I found, again, on one of my favorite food sites. It's food52.com.
Yeah.
A Bowl of Mango Sunshine. It's basically a chilled mango soup. I cheat a little bit, because have you ever tried to cut up a mango?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
So I buy frozen mango.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Good call, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. It's got frozen mango in it. It's got some coconut milk in it, some real milk in it, and then a few spices, and there's a very spicy pepper in there, so you get kind of a spicy finish on this cool mango flavor.
It's wonderful.
Perfect for, a 90-degree day, and we've had so many of those already, and summer's not even here yet.
When you first sent this to me, and you're like, we're going to do a chilled mango soup, I was like, what is Pat smoking, man? What is this?
Mango leaves.
Right? Clearly. But, wow, this is definitely not what I expected at all. Fantastic. I sent you out on the mission of getting a Trappel beer, which you did. So we ended up with Sprecher Abbey Triple.
By the way, I got at the meat market in Middleton, our sponsors. Yeah.
Look at
you. They got a lot of really nice beers there.
Yeah. I never would have known if they wouldn't have started advertising with us. And then I learned that they have beers there. And now I'm their biggest fan. Meat and beer.
Beer and meat, yes. What more could you possibly want?
So this is a standard Trappel. So it uses the Belgian Trappist.
Stop for a second. Yeah. Why Trappel and not triple?
Because it's the Belgian Trappist Trappel yeast culture is what it starts with, the basis of it is.
So, I say okay, like I understand what you're talking about.
So they just say Trappel, and then here in America we say triple.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah.
And here in Wisconsin we say triple.
That's right. But Trappels are a little dangerous because they are almost always super duper smooth, not bitter at all. Always got that that aromatic, bready kind of feeling to them, but they're 8.5% and such.
Okay.
So they usually pack quite a wallop. and I've been known
to have a couple of them.
To have a couple. And then I'm like, why is this happening to me? Why am I feeling so great?
So why did you choose this to go with the mango soup?
Because the sweetness of the mango and the sweetness of the Trappel and the yeast that are in there, I thought would make a good complement for each other. And just because the roastiness, the goldiness of the Trappel, it makes it feel more like a summer kind of beer.
And I said there's that spicy end to this soup.
Yeah.
And that cuts it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not like dying over the little bit of spice that you do get in there.
Oh, man. Those go really well together. Yummo.
I love it. Another victory.
Yes.
We did it.
We've only had one really bad one.
Yeah. Well, I think we each had one bad one. You had a bad pairing and I had a food that didn't turn out quite right. So, I think this turned out.
Love it. Love it.
So I will post the recipe at altmad.com. We'll get that up a little bit later on this morning. So
awesome.
If you're curious about making the soup, if you're curious about the beer, you can find out there.
Yeah, and do go down the Google rabbit hole of the Trappist monks and Trappels. It will entertain you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dee.
Thank you, Pat. This was wonderful.
We do this every Friday. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Thanks to UW Provision with two locations, the meat market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. Like I said, every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.